Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, October 20th. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we're picking up in Judges chapter 9, verses 1 through 21. You may remember when we talked about the book of Judges that the judges were going to go from bad to worse, and this is definitely the case today as we read about Abimelech, which would have been one of Gideon's sons. Abimelech, son of Jerubbaal, remember that's a name for Gideon, went to his mother's brothers in Shechem and said to them and to all his mother's clan, "Ask all the citizens of Shechem, which is better for you, to have all 70 of Jerubbaal's sons rule over you, or just one man? Remember, I'm your flesh and blood." When the brothers repeated all this to the cities of Shechem, they were inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is related to us." They gave him 70 shekels of silver from the temple of Baal-berith, and Abimelech used it to hire reckless scoundrels who became his followers. He went to his father's home in Ophrah and on one stone murdered his 70 brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal. But Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, escaped by hiding. Then all the citizens of Shechem and Beth Milo gathered beside the great tree at the pillar in Shechem to crown Abimelech king. When Jotham was told about this, he climbed up on the top of Mount Gerizim and shouted to them, "Listen to me, citizens of Shechem, so that God may listen to you." One day the trees went out to anoint a king for themselves. They said to the olive tree, "Be our king." But the olive tree answered, "Should I give up my oil, by which both gods and humans are honored, to hold sway over the trees?" Next, the tree said to the fig tree, "Come and be our king." But the fig tree replied, "Should I give up my fruit, so good and sweet, to hold sway over the trees?" Then the tree said to the vine, "Come and be our king." But the vine answered, "Should I give up my wine, which cheers both gods and humans, to hold sway over the trees?" Finally, all the trees said to the thorn bush, "Come and be our king." The thorn bush said to the trees, "If you really want to anoint me king over you, come and take refuge in my shade. But if not, then let fire come out of the thorn bush and consume the cedars of Lebanon. Have you acted honorably and in good faith by making Abimelech king? Have you been fair to Jerubbaal and his family? Have you treated him as he deserves? Remember that my father fought for you and risked his life to rescue you from the hand of Midian. But today you have revolted against my father's family. You have murdered his 70 sons on a single stone and have made Abimelech, the son of his female slave, king over the citizens of Shechem, because he is related to you. So have you acted honorably and in good faith toward Jerubbaal and his family today? If you have, may Abimelech be your joy, and may you be his too. But if you have not, let fire come out from Abimelech and consume you, the citizens of Shechem and Beth Milo, and let fire come out from you, the citizens of Shechem and Beth Milo, and consume Abimelech." Then Jotham fled, escaping to Be'er, and he lived there because he was afraid of his brother Abimelech. Now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we're going to be in Psalm 139. This is for the director of music of David, a psalm. And this is an invitation that we are giving to the Lord to search our hearts, to know our anxious thoughts, and to continue to conform us to his image. "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. As we think about Psalm 139, Amanda, who works on the backside of the podcast, reminded me of a quote that pairs well with this passage. The quote is from Corrie Ten Boom, a Christian activist during the time when the Nazis were trying to take over and kill all the Jews. Corrie and her family hid Jewish families in their house, and then eventually she ended up in a concentration camp with many Jewish people. It was a very dark time and a very dark place. But she said this, she said, no pit is so deep that God is not deeper still. Reminds me of verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? The Lord is everywhere. And if you read the book, The Hiding Place, which I highly recommend to everyone, that is the story of the hiding place, that even in the darkest places, even in the barracks where there were fleas and women who were not kind, the Lord and His light shined forth, and Corrie and her sister Betsy made a difference in the lives of women who were in a very, very difficult situation. The psalm also reminds us of the sovereignty of the Lord in creating us intricately and for a purpose. I'm going to take you back to verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Okay, let's move on over to Matthew now. Today we're reading Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through the end of the chapter, which is verse 51. And in this passage, the title says, "The day and the hour unknown." But about the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with the handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you did not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of his servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, "My master is staying away a long time," and he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together here on this Thursday. I just want to lead us in a time of reflective prayer together. Will you pray with me? Father, in these few moments we have together, I want us to call out the names and the character traits that we know of you. You are sovereign. Just add in with me, wherever you are. You are good. You know everything before it happens. You created us. You have given us our Lord Jesus. And now we want to come with confession in our hearts before you. And so I just leave a minute of silence for you to confess before the Lord, perhaps the things that you have left undone or the things that you have done that His Spirit has revealed to you that need to change. And now I just want us to have just a moment to praise the Lord, to thank Him for His goodness and His blessings, His generosity to us. And so would you take a moment to call out to God in thanksgiving? We do praise you, Lord, from whom all blessings flow. And we pray, Lord, that this day would be a reminder of your generosity to us, and we would see it as a gift. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.